Praise the Lord. Praise God. You know, it's such a blessing to see yung growth ng bawat isa. I'm so encouraged just listening to our sister Sally. Oh, wow. It's like, I wanted to hear more. Praise the Lord. God bless you for sharing. And do you know that I would like to encourage you in your walk with God? We receive that prophetic word na sinabing God is going to reveal himself more to you and me. What's amazing is when you and I would look at the stories sa Bible po, like here we're going to look at the account of one person. When we read about his life in the book of Acts, wow, we're amazed on how he did something that affected thousands of people. It's a book of Acts. But what we want to see, it's like connecting the dots. It's like connecting the dots. But when you and I would look previous to the book of Acts, makita natin na, how is it that one person can make such a tremendous difference in the lives of others? It's because Jesus made a difference in their life, in their lives. Makikita natin niya because it's so important for us to see this. Kaya we would always hear na yung sinasabing, oh, that person needs an encounter with God. And so when you and I would ask ourselves, did I really have a true encounter with the person, in the person of our Lord Jesus? Dahil coming to church will never be the same when a person has yung ganitong nagkaroon na talaga ng true intimate relationship with our Lord. How is it that someone, like yung binabasa natin in the early lives of the apostles, na wow, till the end, and they were not even afraid to die for their faith. Why? Because the reality of the love of God. Very real sa kanila. It's a personal thing for them. And this is what the Lord wants for all. This is what the Lord wants for all. And so, kaya excited po ako. It's probably some of you must have encountered this story, you know, when you are reading the gospel. Pero, like I would always say, when you and I are reading the Bible, even as a story from the gospel, hingin natin ang tulong ng Holy Spirit. Let's ask the help of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, help me to see Jesus in this story. Whether you will be reading Old Testament. Kasi Old and New Testament, this is a revelation of who Jesus is. Like yung shinare ni Sister Sally, story of Abraham, pero connected ho yan sa what would happen when the Messiah came. Yung offering of Isaac, the son of Abraham, it has something to do with God the Father himself offering Jesus, his only son. Kaya exciting ho ang pagbabasa ng word. And kaya, are you excited as I am today?
Amen. Oh,
I need convincing. Praise the Lord. Amen po yan. Sige po. Let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 5. The book of Luke, chapter 5. The book of Luke. Ang gagawin po natin, hihimayin ho natin ang bawat verse. Merong hong significance yan eh. Praise the Lord. Kung may, habang hinahanap niyo yan, kasi ang pag-uusapan natin eh, isda eh. Kaya meron ho tayong tulong. Kung naamoy yung simoy ng amoy ng isda, eh, we thank the Lord for Mommy Juliet. Niluto niya ho yung nahuling isda ng kapatid ko. Kaya meron tayong paksiw na whatever, akong mackerel yan. Praise the Lord. Mackerel. Praise the Lord. So, pero bago tayo kumain ng physical food, kakain muna tayo ng spiritual food. Ha? All right. Okay. Sige. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Are you there with me? Luke 5. Okay. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Genesaret, also known yan as Sea of Galilee, no? With the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God. Pause. Let's pause there. Jesus, he was getting to be known by so many. Marami ng mga tao ho, they would hear about what he can do. Narinig nila yung mga miracles that what Jesus has done. So, pag nalaman ng mga tao na, oh, Jesus is there, they would go where Jesus is. And so, what's amazing about what the Bible tells us was the people crowded around him, and what were they doing? Listening to the Word of God. How important is the Word of God to us? Kung yung mga taong yun, there was something about, maari hindi nila mawari, they cannot pinpoint, but every time Jesus spoke, he spoke with authority and power. There was something about the words of our Lord Jesus that caught the attention ng marami. And so, why would people even leave what they were doing? Yung story ng feeding of the multitudes and thousands, biruin nyo, kumbaga, let's say, kung sa times natin ngayon, the mall will be closed. Stores will be closed kasi when they hear, oh, si Jesus, nasa Carson. Oh, yeah. And people will crowd because they know that there's something about Jesus. So how is it that the presence of Jesus, praise the Lord yan, hayaan nyo yung mga batang mag-ano, kasi children are also, they also need the touch of God. Kaya, hayaan nyo sila. And so, nasa na nga ba tayo? The stores will be closed. Del Amo Mall will be closed. Because, oh, nandito si Jesus. So, nandito siya. Nandito siya. And so, can you imagine na yung economy ng town? Oh, they, hindi sila bothered na, oh, wala akong benta ngayon. No sale. No. Para sa kanila, it's more important to hear what Jesus would say. Maganda yung shinare ni Sister Sally. Sana na-record natin. Hope. Because it tells us something about priorities. Priorities. Before we started, I was just talking to someone. Ang sabi niya, ang confession niya, sabi niya, Pastor, I will not allow anyone or anything to stop me from coming to church. It takes that kind of conviction. Dahil alam niyo, there will be so many things that the enemy will try to do. Maaring circumstances. I'm not saying here that there will be times that maaring may emergency on the day of the Lord, on Sabbath day, that you'll be forced not to be here. But when God is telling us na this is important, and ang nagsasabi ho is no one else but God. Pag sinabi ni Lord na this is important to us, we better listen because it really is important to us. And it talks about how he would want us to experience why he is important to us and why the Word of God is important to us. I guess ang challenge po for all of us is because we come to church, we don't see him, but he tells us that I am the Word. And so, when you and I would make that choice, it's to our benefit. And you and I will be blessed. Amen. So, praise the Lord. And so, can you talk to the person next to you, behind you, wala kayong katabi, or behind you? God will bless you with this word today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. So people came, oh, and they were listening to the Word of God. Now, sige ho, punta tayo sa verse 2. So Jesus saw at the water's edge two boats. Are you there with me? Yes. Left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. So Jesus was there, tinignan niya yung lugar. Oh, may nakita siyang two boats. No? And remember, Jesus is God, pero he's in the flesh. And so, remember, marami bang tao? Sabi, maraming tao that crowded around him. So, he needed something for him to do the work of God. And during that time, dahil wala pang mga microphone, wala pang mga sound system, walang dala sila Jesus ng, hindi niya tinanong kailangan, megaphone, walang ganun. So, God being the creator of the world, of the earth, He used the waters to be, itawag doon, yun ang ginawa niya sound system. See the details. Ginamit niya yung whatever resource he had. He knew because he's God. He's the God of wisdom. And so, may nakita po siyang two boats left by the fishermen. And the fishermen, what were they doing? They were washing their nets. And so, as we go along to the story, we're going to find out more details. So, verse 3, so what did Jesus do? He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon. Pause. Okay, what's amazing is, may nakita siyang boat. Remember, he's God, ano? So, nakita niya isa, and he got into one of the boats. Of course, he's God. Alam niya kung kanino yun, right? But the Holy Spirit told us to whom that belonged. Ke Simon muna siya, no? Bago siya naging Peter. Okay, that would be another part, another Bible study. May change ng name. So the boat that Jesus got into belonged to Simon. And look at this. And anong ginawa niya? Asked. Hindi niya kinomand, huy, boat mo, kailangan ko yan, ha? Huy, hindi ganun eh. Ask. May isa na permission. Do you know that's how God is? He's a gentle God. He never forces himself on anyone. He would ask you and me, can I enter into your heart? Hindi siya katulad nung story, and I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down. Hindi siya nagbabarge in. He asked Peter, and then binigyan niya ng, look at this. He asked Peter to put out a little from the shore. Ito here. Kaya obedience is very important. Unang first thing that Jesus told him was, okay, he got into the boat, and then said, pwede bang imedyo yusug mo yung boat mo into the shore. And what did he do? Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. Ano yung lesson doon? So Jesus had a mission, and that was to share the word of God to people. Pero meron siyang need. Remember, kahit God siya, because he's here, he was here on earth, so nangangailangan siya ng resources to bring about yung ma-fulfill yung mission. And it so happened that that boat that he got into belonged to Peter. Peter did not immediately understood what was about to happen. Pero obviously, he did not say no to Jesus. Hindi niya sinabi, oh no, I'm not allowing you. But you know what? Indirectly, he allowed Jesus to use his boat. And you know what? Ang nangyari, naging captive audience siya. He was, kasi he was washing his net. Fishermen at that time, they have to do that kasi we're going to find out another story why he was doing that. They had to wash their nets kasi pag hindi nila winash yan, it can break, and then, a minor detail about what fishermen have to do about their nets, no? They have to take care of it. They have to mend their nets. And so, indirectly, when he allowed Jesus to use his boat so Jesus could teach people, little did he realize that there is something coming for him. At times, when we were challenged earlier, not just with our giving of our resources, of our money to God, but he would ask us to give ourselves, whether it be of time, our skill. Minsan, hindi ho natin agad nakikita ang, I would always use this word, yung far-reaching effect, the effect of us saying yes to our Lord Jesus. Napakalaga ho sa Panginoon ng making ourselves available for His use. Whether it be, yung money, paglimbawa, sige, magpadala tayo ng pera sa Montalban. Do you know that so many people are now hearing the gospel because of your giving? Yeah. Hallelujah for that! Kaya, you and I should get excited every time we give towards the kingdom of God. You and I are making a difference even in our praying, even in our sharing one-on-one. It has power. Last Sunday, we said, nakita po natin sa word na everything that you and I do for the Lord is never, never in vain. Never in vain. Never in vain. Never in vain. And so, here's the thing. Okay, look at verse 4. So, Jesus got into the boat and he started to teach people about the kingdom of God. Now, look at verse 4. When Jesus had finished speaking, he said to Simon, Pause tayo dyan. Do you know that kahit na nag-preach siya sa marami, the Bible tells us that Jesus, he is a personal God. He would always have a word for you and for me. Over all these years, to be in this blessed opportunity to minister the word of God, I don't know the condition of people when they come. Only the Holy Spirit knows. And many times, others would approach me after the service and they would say, what you shared, tamang-tama para sa akin. Why? Because God has spoken to you or to that person that approached me. I needed that. I needed that. And so here, sabi ni Jesus kay Simon, He said, Jesus said to Simon, may word, okay, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. By trade, Jesus is a carpenter. Alam mo na maraming tao yun. Anak siya ni Joseph. Anong hanap buhay niya? Carpintero. Okay, for a carpenter to tell a seasoned fisherman, siguro po pwedeng sabihin ni Peter, what are you telling me? Mas marami kung alam sa fishing kaysa sa'yo. Carpintero ka eh, right? He could have used that as an excuse dahil merong sinabi si Lord. Now look at this. So anong sabi sa kanya? Nung una, put your boat a little from the shore kasi may purpose. Yung konti lang, konti muna, no? Kasi faith is gradual. He knows when you and I are ready, dahil ang sabi niya kay Peter, put it out into deep water. How many of you would remember when you first came to know the Lord nung bagong born again, na parang yun ang honeymoon stage natin? Sarap, ako, praise the Lord. About prayer, sagot agad, no? Wow. Pero, when God would launch us into deep waters, testing of faith, Lord, parang layo mo God, ang dami kong problema. Lord, have you forgotten me, God? Minsan ganun, ano? Eto ka, parang feeling mo, nalulunod ka na sa problema, no? Lord, are you there? And Jesus would say, I'm here. Di ba sabi niya, I will never leave you nor forsake you, right? Yes, yun ang promise niya eh. So kay Peter, ganun. Alam ni Lord na may ang ating faith is developing hope. Gradual. It starts with the word of God, seed. Napansin niyo si Lord? He does everything in seed form. Look at that in Genesis. Seed form. S-E-E-D. Binhi. Always seed. Why? Yun ang way niya eh. Yun ang pamamaraan niya. The word of God is likened to a seed. When you now receive the word of God, it's like a seed na itinanim sa heart natin. The heart is likened to a soil. Pag ang heart ho ay magandang soil, pag tinanim ang word, wow. And that seed has life inside it, and pag sumibol ho yan, and that seed would grow and grow and grow and grow, hallelujah, until it bears much fruit. Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! Kaya, wag ho kayong mainip. Minsan, naiinip tayo. Diba sabi dun sa Book of Mark, the kingdom of God is likened to a farmer, someone that planted a seed na hindi yung kinabukasan. It's like, let me look at it. Ano na bang nangyari? Wala pa, diba? that person won't keep on digging as to what's happening do sa seed na yun. Kasi if you keep on digging, mahihinder ang growth. It's like, you let it be. Hayaan nyo. Hayaan nyo. That goes to yung application ho yan when you and I are sharing the word of God to others. It's like, kakamutin natin ang ulo natin. Ba't hindi mag-gets? Eh, kasi share lang natin kahapon, ba't hindi mag-gets? inip na tayo. It's like, meron na tayong, we want visible results or visible change. Pero because God is a personal God, do you know na ang personality ng bawat isa, He knows? Totoo ba yan? Ano, iba-ibang personality, may taong tahimik, may taong, life of the party, no? Oh, tahimik na minsan, sobrang tahimik, hindi nyo alam, nakatabi nyo pala, no? Meron namang iba na yung chatty, malayo pa, alam nyo na, nandyan, di ba? Sa mga disciples ni Jesus, he knew. He knew John the Beloved, para ho siyang si ano, Brother Ruel. Tahimik lang. Si Peter at saka si James, para si Brother Nelson. Kanya-kanyang ano yan eh, kanya-kanyang style. Pero gagamitin tayo ni Lord in whatever capacity. Diba? Praise the Lord. Kasi yung sila, ano, there was one time, nung there was a town that did not receive the Lord, ni-reject si Jesus. Sabi nung mga, Lord, do you want us to call for fire to burn the town? Max naman, ha? sabi ni Jesus, you don't know what you're saying. I didn't come para, ano, i-roast yung mga taong yan. I came to save people, di ba? So, there's something about yung gentle approach to people, no? So, let's learn from Jesus himself in our approach to people, no? Tignan ho natin, balik ho tayo sa story, no? Praise the Lord. So, Jesus said to Simon, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Are you with me? Now, look at verse 5. Look at verse 5. Ah, beautiful. Ito po ang sagot ni Simon. Simon answered, how did he call Jesus? Wow. Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. Pause. So, yung pala ho, do you know that nighttime would be the best time to catch fish dun sa Sea of Galilee? And so what happened was, they were all there all night. That's what he said. So sabi niya kay Jesus, doon sa command ni Jesus na, remember, it's daytime. O, ilangsad, ano ba, tama ba yun? Ilangsad yung boat nyo into the deep. And then, let down the nets for a catch. So sa experience si Peter, it's like, parang sa mind yan, sa experience yan, no way, Jose. I'm sorry, Lord Jesus, hindi ka Jose. No way. pero sabi niya, sinabi niya, we've worked all night, pero wala ho kami na Holy Lord, no? But look at what, yung kasunod ng verse 5. Sa New King James Version, I like it, sabi, but nevertheless, at your word. Nakita niyo po? At your word. Nevertheless, at your, capital Y, at your word, Lord. Sa NIV, but because you say so, I will let down the nets. So there will be times wherein Jesus would ask us to do something that's contrary to logic. Based on our understanding na, oh, pag sinabi ni Lord, ito gawin mo, itong approach, Lord, I don't think that's right. Minsan ganun ang mind natin, ano? Parang hindi ata tama. Pero what we like about this story was the response of Peter, but nevertheless, at your word, Lord, I will do it. I will let down the net. So, hearing the word, and then obey. Hear and obey. Hear and obey. Now, look at verse 6. So, when they had done so, meaning to say, when they obeyed the word of the Lord, They caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. Verse 7, so they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. Wow. So because they obeyed the Lord, they experienced a miracle. Believing the word of God. Believe the word of God. What was amazing was, look at this. Look at the reaction of Peter. So verse 8, when Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man. Let's pause here. Na-amazed po, namangha si Peter at the miracle that he experienced. And his first response was to feel insignificant sumunod siya to Jesus. Na compare niya yung insignificance niya to the greatness of our Lord God. Alam ni Peter that he had done so many miracles, right? But what was amazing was, look at the impact here. Peter was so amazed that Jesus cared about his needs personally. Do you know that God knows what you need today? Amen. Know that God knows it, and God will take care of you. He'll take care of you. He will take care of you. Kaya, this is one of the things na the Lord would want us to experience. When you and I would come, Sunday after Sunday, or even on your own quiet time, are there times na minsan we're down, na we feel like na malayo si Lord? We all have moments like that. We do. And God knows that. But what the Lord is telling us is, let that need push us. It's like a divine push. Hindi naman yung tulak na sobrang mag-stamp. There is this divine push. Sige pa. Kumbaga, launch out into the deep. Sige pa, come on. I'm going to tell you something. Huwag ka mag-give up. Minsan, nagsisimula ka magbasa, napunta ka pa sa Leviticus. Anong mapapala ko sa Leviticus? The Spirit of God would lead us to the right word that would really magkakaroon ng rhema. Rhema is something na yung need talagang when you open the Bible, wow! Ito, this is what I need right now. And that's the kind of God we have. He's a personal God. Amen? Amen? So God is not just interested in saving us from our sins, but also in helping us in our everyday life. Whether as a young person, whether you're middle age, or even when you're growing old. In our growing old, the Lord promised He will be with us. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Alam niyo, can I say this among the widows in our midst? You are precious to the Lord. Precious kayo sa Panginoon. Kaya wag ko kayo mag-aalala, God is with you. Sa mga mas bata, nasan ba mga bata dito? Naku, daming kamay ng bata. Batang isip. Hindi, biro lang. We all, God, you know, I was teaching this to Haley at one time, and I told her about, do you know that Jesus, He never sleeps? Really? Yeah, He watches over you when you sleep. Really? So it's like, really, doesn't sleep? Yes, because He's God. And so there will be moments wherein you and I would have an opportunity to share to them about Jesus. Kasi, why was I able to share that to her? Kasi natutunan ko from the Word, myself. And I've experienced the goodness of God. Alam niyo, pag mapupunta po kayo sa bahay namin, I have a picture of a sparrow. May storya ho yun. And I would tell a lot of people when they are, what is that? Ano yung significance ng picture na yun? There was one time that we had a need. We had a need as a family. And I, you know, mami ko malapit na mag-retire, and we were in a dilemma kung saan po kami lilipat. where we would transfer. Mag-retire na po ang mami ko, and so there was a time we were serving in that church, and the pastor kind of guided me, although naka-receive na ho ako ng word from God. I've shared this with most of you, na, you know, I sought the Lord in my praying, and when I asked God, Lord, where will we go? Because we had an experience wherein we lost our earnest money in deposit because I didn't even bother to ask God, Lord, saan ba? So nag-decide lang kami, sige, hanap tayo dito sa Roland Heights, sa West Covina, Walnut. It did not materialize. And so, only to make the long story short, the Lord impressed, ask me and I'll tell you. Ask me and I'll tell you. And so, I asked God's forgiveness, Lord, sorry, I didn't even bother to ask you. And so when I did, when I prayed and fasted just for one meal, he led me to Psalm 84, and told me na kung mga the sparrow has found a home near the altar. Oh, very clear. And so altar is a place of worship. So ang church is in Carson. So very clear. The Lord said, go and find your house in the city of Carson. So that's why we were able to buy the townhouse. Amen. And you know what? Yung place na where we're at right now, in all of this, I'm just telling you, kasi God knows our needs, even our future, what lies ahead. I never even thought that I'll be in this position, but does God know? Yes. Kaya yung bahay ho namin sa Handsome, part ho yun ang plano ni God. Yung planong nakuha to when there was a time that we needed to gather as a church, plano ni Lord. Kaya, you know, let me tell you, God is a faithful God. He rewards faithfulness. Wag ho kayong mag-alala. Don't you even worry. When you are serving God with all of your heart, He will never leave you nor forsake you, and He will provide for your needs. Amen. Amen. Yung maraming panahon ho, many years na we lived in Azusa, we lived in Walnut, na, and the church was here in Carson, nakita ho ni Lord yung biyaheng yun. Oh, pero sabi ni Lord na, okay, eto na, meron ang reward ko is you will have a place na malapit na ngayon sa church. God is faithful. God is faithful. You and I will be amazed and be out of words. Let's continue. Now, so God would want you to experience that He is a personal God, He cares about you, and that He will provide for your needs. Amen. Now, makita ho natin. Now, look at this. So, when yun ho ang response si Peter, go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man. See, the closer you and I get to the Lord, the more you and I begin to see ourselves. He's not here coming with a whip. It's like, itong area ng life mo. Hindi ho. Ang presence ni God, He is so gentle and gracious na He would show to us, and He would show to including myself, yung areas where I need to improve upon as far as many things in every aspect of our lives, God wants to get involved. So it's up to us whether sa finances, whether sa relationships, whether sa ministry, when God is calling us. Here is the point now. Look at this. Look at verse 9. For he, Peter, and all his companions were what? Astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. What was amazing was, yung sa obedience ng one person, marami pang nakakita. And they were just amazed with what Jesus can do. That's how God is. He's not just concerned with meeting your need. And when God provides it, do you know that katanga yung iba? Others would also be blessed as God would bless you and me. Hallelujah. Amen. Now look at this. Now, are you still there with me? So 10. Then Jesus, here we go again. Then Jesus said to Simon, don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. Wow. See, yung word na yun ni Lord kay Simon, this is actually the second time that he was called to be a fisher of men. No more fishes in the ocean, in the lake, but fishers, to be a fisher of men. Meaning to say that the Lord was telling Peter you used to do this, but now, ito na ang gagawin mo. There would be a change in our priorities. There would be a change as far as God would tell us na from now on, I will use you to make a difference in the lives of others. You and I are called to be fishers of men. Fishers of men. Because when you and I now experience the goodness of God, do you know that there's so many out there, outside the confines of this building na nangangailangan po kay Jesus. And so, he's looking, his eyes are looking to and fro, looking for people who would be willing and available. Not just willing and available, but will obey. And will obey. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I remember the late brother Ben Baluyot, he was used mightily by God. I the reason why I say mightily is because he was used by God to share to me about the Lord Jesus. Although ginamit niya in sa simula si brother Alex Rabino. But Alex Rabino, coming from GIA, Jesus is Alive Church sa Philippines. See, that's why we believe in divine connections. Do you believe in divine connections? You are where you are at right now because may plano si Lord. And when people come your way, and God at times would use them. Like in my case, bagong salta po dito si brother Alex Rabino. You know the story. And specifically, you know, naishare ko po sa inyo na may mission siya to be a fisher of me. Tatandaan niyo na he was starting to share to me about Jesus. Ayoko talaga. Tuwing makikita ko siya sa hallway, keep na yung Bible niya. Good morning! I will pretend not to see him. Pag ini-invite ako for Bible study, oh, may Bible study sa lunch, punta ka. Ayoko. No, thank you. Pero alam niyo, malaki yung lambat niya eh. One thing about the Lord, we can run, but you and I cannot hide. But I'm forever grateful na pinagtsagaan ho ako ni Brother Alex kahit na sinusungitan ko siya. But you know what? You know the story. Umakyat ako doon sa seventh floor, sa lunchroom namin. Nandun sila doon sa corner na yun. I saw to it na malayo ako sa kanila. Iniinit ko lang sa microwave yung ulam ko. Tapos, bahala kayo dyan. Habang kinakain ko, he read the word of God. My goodness. Oh my. Di ba sabi sa word of God, ang word is like a sword, mother. Two-edged. Excuse me, two-edged. So, minding my own business, naku, nang binasa niya yung word, tumimo sa heart ko. Pag uwi ko, yung pa Holy Spirit na yung nagwa-work. Di ba kaya sabi sa Bible, the word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any double-edged sword that pierces through the yung bone. Di ba kayo, pag sino mahilig sa bulalo dito? Bakit mo ginamit bulalo? Kasi nandun yung marrow, di ba? Yun ang ginamit ng Bible kasi you need really a sharp knife to get into the marrow. Diba? Tayo ho, marami tayong mga deep, deep issues sa life. Most of the times, we don't want anyone to know of them. Pero alam nyo, when that issue, kumbaga parang cancer sa loob. You know, a good surgeon, a good doctor would tell you what's wrong inside when you're feeling not good. When you go through that MRI, it tells you yung inner, lahat. Kitang-kita lahat. And the Holy Spirit is like that MRI. Pag sinabi ng surgeon na, we saw something that's not good, and so this is what we're going to do. We have to take that out. Many times, we would like to, no. We won't allow anyone to know. Or at times, it becomes an issue with not coming to church. But what we fail to realize is we should come to hear the word of God because the Spirit of God would deal with that issue. Healing comes when brokenness comes. Diba, bago tayo ma-heal, you know, I've had so many surgeries sa katawan ko, it's like, in-open up yan, in-open up para to take care of what's happening inside. And that's what the Holy Spirit does in all of us. When we allow to really, yung biblical meaning of listening to the Word of God, listening intently, focus, you will not allow anyone, may ingay dyan, may naamoy tayo sa kitchen, bango naman, ano ba for lunch? Minsan nadidistraan ba niluto ni sister na, spaghetti, mukhang spaghetti, masarap spaghetti. Minsan may distraction, no? Pero when you and I come, Lord, I want to be focused because I want to hear you speak to me. Many things that can happen on a Saturday night, again, we would say life is busy. If you and I would want to come to church on time and just not miss, what if, let's say, nagmanifest ang presence ng Panginoon during the worship time? Then na-miss, di ba? Those things, it's like magkaroon ng change ng attitude ng heart in coming into the presence of God. I'm not saying that there will be times like parang we don't feel like coming to church. It happens to all of us. But what Jesus would want us to see is let us not give in to those things. We don't want to be deprived of the miracle that God has for you and me. Hallelujah. Talk about breakthroughs. God would want us to keep on. Like I love that story. I would always share that story about that paralyzed guy. Maraming hindrances. But then, you know what? They did not give up. They did not give up on their friend. I love that story because it talked about their persevering faith. Maraming hindrances. How easy is it for people to bring a paralyzed guy of all places, on top of a roof. A paralyzed person has heavy weight. I know that because I was paralyzed. Kaya, that story has meaning to me. It would take people to take me from my bed, being paralyzed from neck down, wanting to move but cannot move. But what we're saying here, that there would be so many people who are spiritually paralyzed. They don't know how to get to Jesus. And God would want us to be like those four men, to bring them to the Lord. Many times it's like, that person might have irritating habits, annoying. If it's someone close to us at times, it's like, affected ako sa mga disobedience nila. Means at times, you know, I would say that with people close to me. It's like, oh, Lord, why do I have to suffer the consequences of my choice? But one thing, it's better for you to give the complaint to God rather than complain to others. Amen. Say that to God. Kung ano man yung burden ng taong pinagpa-pray natin, give it to God. God has His way of taking care of it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so when Jesus said to Simon, ano yung sinabi ni Lord? From now on, you will catch men. Verse 11, as we end. So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. And followed Jesus. Left everything. And followed Jesus. Hindi naman sinasabi ni Lord na lahat tayo mag-full time. No. What God is telling us is, what has God called you to do? What has God called you to do? Can be in dito sa church, alam niyo marami tayong, there's so many things. And I'm so blessed that alongside sa ministry, nandyan po kayo. Nandyan kayo because God has called you to be a part of this ministry. And know that we keep on saying this na little things. Halimbawa, you're part of the praise and worship team. You're giving your heart to what God has called you and yung song na pinirepair niyo, nag-minister dun sa to that person that came that needs comforting. Wow. You would hear this many times. A lot of people, they come depressed and discouraged and hopeless, pero the moment after the church service, pumped up. Why? Ministered ministered. Hallelujah. Ministered. Hallelujah. By the Holy Spirit, because you and I gave ourselves to the Lord. We, kumbaga tayo yung boat. Tayo yung boat ni Lord. Can I sat on your boat so I could do this work in the lives of others? When we would say yung sa Montalban, sa Royal Wood, do you know that all of these things are simple things? What is God asking us to do? Give up at times a Saturday morning towards afternoon to minister to many, many people now very lonely sa convalescent hospital. Giving up. I shared this with you. Give up ko na ho yung pagdaan-daan sa mga drive-thru, yung mga El Pollo Loco at McDonald's. Kasi gusto ko meron mailagay doon sa tricycle fund. Little things. Or even if God would tell me, give more. Then, now, there are so many things that God would show to us that you and I can make a difference in the lives of others. When you and I are talking about eternity, hindi na ho tayo dapat magpa, ano ba tawag doon? Tumpik-tumpik, patawing, tawing, tama ba yun? Meron bang word na tawing-tawing? decisiveness. Pag sinabi ni Lord, many times yun, I shared this with you at one time when there was an opportunity for me to go for a missionary trip. Nandun ako, patumpik-tumpik. Kasi when I asked, san ba yung missionary trip? Benguet of all places, my goodness. And you know my physical condition. And so that was my hindrance at first. But I sought the Lord in prayer and the Lord gave me a word to go. And I did. Alam niyo ba? I say this many times. It's something I will never regret because I learned so much from that trip. Several trips ko with the late brother Ben Baluyot. Hanggang ngayon, it's benefiting me. Up until now. Hallelujah! And so, no. Alam niyo po na these are exciting times for us to say yes to our Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Salamat, Lord. Lord Jesus, we honor you today because you're such a personal God. Lord, totoo ang salita mo, you are mindful of us. Mindful of us, Lord. That God, sabi nga ni David, Psalmist David, what is it in man that you are mindful of him? The creator of heaven and earth, the God who created all the stars, the sun, the moon. And yet, God, you love us so much. You gave up so much, Lord Jesus, that we can have a personal and intimate relationship with the Father. Jesus, there's so many things that we still need to learn about you. But we thank you that, Lord, sa life ni Peter, God, someone like Peter, Lord, hindi siya agad immediate, Lord. There was a time that, Lord, nung first call mo sa kanya, he went back to fishing. Pero on the second time, you did something that struck his heart that forever changed him. Pinakita mo sa kanya na hindi lamang Panginoon na yung kanyang sins, but God, you love him. That previous night, he was so tired. He was so tired. He caught nothing. He gave his all, but caught nothing. Some of us find ourselves in that situation, God. We try to do things on our own, and we get tired and frustrated. But Lord, oh God, when you show up, Jesus, when you show up in our midst, nababago kami, Lord. You show to us what you can do. Sa aming limitations, God, in our nothingness, in our limitations, oh God, you prove to us that number one, you care for us. And secondly, meron kang purpose at plano sa buhay namin, God. Lord, ayaw namin mabuhay. We don't want to live this life on our own. Dahil maliwanag, Lord God, na there will be times in our lives wherein we will be faced with challenges, God. Mga problema pagsubok, Lord, bigger than us. They're like mountains and giants to us. But thank you, Lord, that you are revealing yourself, that God, you are in control, and that when you say something, God, and when we obey what you say, you will show to us na may blessings ang obedience, God. Lord, we thank you for this time you've given us, an opportunity to hear the word of God. Your word, Lord Jesus, that is life to all of us. Lord, we understand the maraming circumstances and challenges, oh God, and even people that may be a hindrance in our getting closer to you, God. You know all of this, Lord, and we ask, God, help us to choose you first above all things, above anyone else. Lord, mahirap ito para sa amin, Panginoon, at times when you would ask us to give up certain things, Lord, or someone. But Lord, one thing we know, like what the late Billy Graham said, he has never met anyone that made that choice to follow you, Jesus, that regretted that decision. So for us, God, alam mo, Panginoon, oh God, na for some of us, it's a struggle in the area of obeying you in every aspect of our lives, God. But today, we thank you that, Lord, through the help of your Spirit, you're going to help us, Lord. Like that encounter with you on the second time that you met Simon, Lord God. He became Peter later on, and God, never would he ever imagine, oh God, that he would be the future leader of the early church. Fisherman at that, napaka, Lord, sabi nga ng marami, anong mapapala mo dyan eh? Uneducated dyan, mangingisda lang yan, anong magagawa niya? But Lord, you see us differently. People may give us labels for who we are, our background, about our mistakes in the past. But with you, Jesus, sabi mo, anyone who's in Christ is a new creation, Lord. Binabago mo kami, Lord. And we are forever grateful, Lord God, that when we have you, Jesus, you change us. And Lord God, humbled na tatawagin mo kami to be a part of the kingdom of God. Nagagamitin mo kami, Panginoon, whether a young person or even in our old age, oh God, that Lord, you would use us, Lord God. So our prayers that, Lord, may we never limit you, God. So, Lord, I lift up to you everyone in this congregation, God, in this local church, even for those who are not with us today. We thank you that because you're our good and great shepherd, oh God, that you watch over us, God. That, Lord, in our spiritual journey, nandito ka, Panginoon, even in our struggles, for those, oh God, who are not here because they're struggling, God, we ask, Lord, may we be like those four men, Lord God, in our praying for them, God. Now we lay them before your feet, Jesus. That God, through the power of your Spirit, you would help them, Lord God. Na darating ang araw, Panginoon, that they will come to you, Lord God. And that they would experience you personally, O God, in Jesus' name. So Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, O God. Ang word mo para sa aming lahat is that God, you would want us to be focused on you, Jesus, because you are more than able. For anyone right here who has toiled and labored and caught nothing, God, we thank you that, Lord, as you speak to us, as we spend time seeking you, Lord God, in your word, that you would speak to us and give us specific instructions. Like Peter, we would say, nevertheless, at your word, Lord, I will do it, God. I will do it, Lord. And so maraming salamat, Panginoon, O God, for this time that you've given us, Lord. Your words are life to us, and we thank you, and we honor you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Ikaw ang aming teacher and guide. And so, Lord, bless everyone in this local church, O God, and cause us to see na, Panginoon, there's so many things, Lord God, na you can do through us. Not on our own strength and ability and wisdom, O God, but through the power of your Holy Spirit. I pray that you would stretch forth your hand, Lord God, and anoint us. Fill us with the love of God. Give us love for people, Lord, sincere love. Direct our hearts to the love and patience of Christ, the way that you are patient with all of our shortcomings, O God. Naway ganun din kami sa mga sinishare namin at pinagpapray, God. People within our reach, people in our workplaces, Lord, bless our young people, O God, that, Lord, you would use them, Lord God, to win their friends to Jesus. We pray for our children, O God, that, Lord, in Jesus' name, baptize even our children with your Spirit, O God, that they would have a glimpse of who Christ is in their young lives, in their tender minds, God. We thank you for the anointing of your Spirit upon parents, O God, those involved in Sunday school, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we would like to make a difference in the lives of our children and our youth, O God. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray. Teach us how to persevere and never give up on anyone, oh God, because you've never given up on us, Lord. Lord, this time, Lord God, raise us up, Lord God, to be a part of the mighty army of God, that we may be a sharp sickle in the hand of the Lord of the harvest, God. Lord, there's so many who need you, Jesus, God. There's so many, God. Open up our eyes to see the harvest, for so many are so ripe and ready, Lord God, for the harvest, God. And so, God, thank you, Lord, oh God, today for touching us and causing us to experience how you care for us and you love us so much, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. Let's worship the Lord together. Let's worship the Lord together. Hallelujah. Sing that song, I See the King of Glory, and we are going to sing Hosanna to the Lord Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. Let's worship our Lord Jesus. Praise God. Worship the Lord. Sing that portion, heal my heart.
Heal my heart and make it clean.
Yes, open up.
Open up my eyes to the things unseen. Show me how to love like you have loved me. A breaker heart. Break my heart for what yours. Everything I am for your kingdom.
Father, we thank you, Lord, oh God. Lord, oh God, for the deep work of your Spirit in all of us today, oh God. You're doing a deep, deep work in our hearts today, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. You're taking away things, oh God, na, Panginoon, that's hindering in our pushing forward, Lord God. When you have called us to launch into the deep, you would want to deepen our faith. You're raising up. You're raising up a generation from our young people, oh God, and to us here, Lord, irrespective of our background and our age, irrespective of what has happened in the past, God. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that, Lord, you're going to do something new, something powerful in our midst, oh God, that we may know who truly called us, oh God. Jesus, you have called us out from darkness into your marvelous and wonderful light. Because you have changed our hearts and touched us today, we thank you, Father God, for causing us to see the needs of others. You would want us to go beyond our own needs, oh God. You're teaching us, Holy Spirit, to have the mind of Jesus, that he was concerned with other people, God. Teach us all. Lahat kami, Panginoon. Teach us all, God. Let it start with our own families, God. People within our reach, oh God. That, Lord, these coming days, even today, as we go home, as we go to our respective places, for those who would go to work, oh God, use us through the power of your Spirit, oh God. We thank you for using people, Lord God, to pray for us, to share to us the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Here we are, oh God. Here we are, Lord God. Gamitin mo kami, Panginoon, oh God. Steer in us, oh God. Steer in us, Lord God, to win those who are lost, that they too may know Jesus in their lives. Thank you, Lord God, through the power of your Spirit, oh God. You're strengthening the faith of everyone in this place. Today, God, you're going to give a God word to every heart as we seek you, Lord. And that, God, each one would experience, Lord God, your power, Lord God, your goodness in how you take care of us, God. Your word never fails, Lord. What you say, you will do. We thank you for opening up our minds and our hearts to this important truth, Holy Spirit of God. I pray that, God, everyone that heard this word today, Lord God, would act on what you have spoken to our hearts today, God. We thank you, Lord, oh God, and we honor you, Lord God. The greatest joy, Papa, experience mo sa amin, you would cause us to experience the joy of leading others to Christ. We thank you for your hedge of protection upon us, upon our children, our youth, our young adults, and all the adults, Lord God, in this congregation. We pray for those who are in the Philippines visiting families, oh God. That, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, wherever, God, nasaan man kami, Lord God, that, Lord, you would protect us, and that, Lord, you would fill us with the power of your Spirit, oh God. Now, Lord, oh God, we would lead others to Jesus. This is our prayer, God. Lord, thank you for providing for the needs of everyone in this local church, God. You are our Jehovah Jireh, Lord God. Our God who faithfully provides, bountifully provides for our needs. That as you bless us, that we, like Simon, Lord, he shared yung big catch niya with others, God. Others too were blessed. And may everyone in this congregation, oh God, be a blessing, be an instrument of your blessings to others. And so, Father God, we thank you as we commit to you the remainder of this time, oh God, as we honor you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Praise God. Alam niyo, we're going to need volunteers to help roll the coins. We're going to find out how much money we already have in the tricycle fund plastic. So, meron na po tayong pang roll. So, kain muna tayo. We're going to enjoy lunch together, and then we need volunteers to do that. Amen. Praise God. Sige po. God bless you all. Praise the Lord. Blessed be. Blessed be.